DC Mayor Muriel Bowser there on CBS News a couple weeks ago saying that all these people about being bussed in from Texas, they're being tricked. Those stupid, ignorant, know-nothing immigrants, basically, is what she's saying. Well, you would think that CBS News or some other major outlet with resources would send some reporters down to the border to investigate this, find out if they are being tricked. It took the Daily Caller News Foundation to send Jenny Tare down there, and not only did she get that story, she got a ton more. You're doing great work on the border, Jenny. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Thank you for having me.
So you interviewed some of these illegal immigrants who were being carted up to D.C. and New York, and are they being tricked, Jenny?
Absolutely not. Unequivocally, no, was their answer. They told me that the entire process was voluntary, that they were offered the bus as an option if they wanted to go to the East Coast, and they said, you know, they had no money, and it was a free option, and they thought it was the best way for them to get to their final destination of New York. So I met them in Union Station, where these buses are dropping off the migrants, and they actually had arrived a few days earlier. They were staying in a shelter in Washington.
Oh, wait. So CBS News, CBS to follow up on this lie from D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser, they didn't even have to fly it out of the border. They could have just sent somebody two blocks away from their bureau to find out.
That is correct. Yes, it was happening right in Washington, D.C.
That's amazing. Jenny, Liz here. So did these migrants say that they're allowed to choose where they go? They just want to go to New York and D.C. so much. I mean, doesn't that Muriel Bowser should be happy that D.C. has a great reputation that people want to come here?
Sanctuary,
were they able to choose?
Yeah.
Yeah, they absolutely have a choice. Once they're released, they have a court date, and as long as they just appear for that, that's really what the government cares about. So they were going to New York. The reason was because they were told that there was aid from them. Again, they said they had literally nothing. They came from Venezuela, this one family, and they were told they could get aid. And then another mother and her son from the Dominican Republic had the same thing, and I've been talking to them since. And they're telling me that, you know, they were picked up by the city government in New York City, and they're staying in an apartment there, in a hotel, and they're waiting for word on getting an apartment and some other public resources. But that was a question they kept asking me, was like, do you know where to get some public benefits?
You know, these angry press conferences from Mayor Eric Adams of New York City and Mayor Muriel Bowser of D.C., they sort of smack of xenophobia and racism in light of your reporting, Jenny Tare. So I appreciate you shedding light on the reality here. Hate has no home here, and they should be ashamed of themselves. Meanwhile, some very serious reporting you're doing as well on the fentanyl crisis. Lay this out for me. An American teenager, a 16-year-old, I think you said, he was caught with how many pounds of fentanyl crossing the border?
Yeah, this was 16 pounds of fentanyl.
Wow.
In El Paso. Yes, trying to cross the border. A 16-year-old driver who was coming across the border through Mexico and was caught by Customs and Border Protection at a port of entry. Of course, this is a huge amount of fentanyl. It only takes a small dose to kill someone, basically what could fit on the tip of a pencil. And this was enough to kill over 3 million people.
Jenny, do you have any idea what percentage of that, if the Border Patrol or anyone can estimate, what percentage of fentanyl is actually stopped versus what actually gets in? Because if we've stopped all of the 16 pounds of fentanyl, how much is actually getting into the interior of the U.S.?
Just to characterize it for you, I mean, we talk a lot about the people that get across without detection, and they're called gotaways. You often don't see a lot of the gotaway seizures, so to speak, of fentanyl and drugs. A lot of it is caught at the port of entries because they have excellent technology. They have x-rays of vehicles and the canines that sniff for drugs. But a lot of it is not seized between the ports of entry, but we know that there's a lot of drug runners. I spent time in Arizona, actually, where the deserts have basically become, you know, a freeway for the cartels, and just saw open areas, no border patrol around.
Yeah.
And, you know, you can't always detect it, just like with the people and the gotaways.
Jenny Tare with his Daily Caller. We only have a minute left, but you also have a story about one of these illegal aliens bused to D.C. A nonprofit organization gave her a Pelosi tote bag. Please tell me it didn't have that image of Nancy Pelosi with all that bathing suit cleavage on the beach. That would be disturbing. That's no way to welcome someone to the country.
No, didn't have that. Just had her name and looked up the bag. It is absolutely a bag in, you know, a tribute to Nancy Pelosi from Diane von Furstenberg, the designer. it's a designer Pelosi bag.
I'm sorry. This poor woman tried to come to the country, making a better life for herself. Here, have a Diane von Furstenberg Pelosi bag.
Oh, yeah. This was an 11-year-old from Venezuela. Absolutely.
Well, there you go. It's the land of opportunity. I can't praise you enough, Jenny Tehr. You and Julio Rosas at Town Hall and so many other people in the alternative media actually doing the work that we would expect from much better funded news outlets. Keep up the great work, Jenny, and don't be a stranger. We'd love to have you back.
Thank you.
It is 8.